Okay, let's begin our discussion of Yuma Yerushalmi Daf Yud Aleph. And we started the second parak last time, and we are in the Gemara right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said that Truma said, had the day start, Truma Sadeshin. Truma Sadeshin, as we said, is really the transition of Avoda from yesterday to today. It has to do with yesterday's ashes, but it's the first Avoda, and you have to do Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. You have to wash one's hands and feet before one does it, because it is an Avoda, but it starts early the night before. We spoke about when exactly it started for each of the end of the previous parak. When did it start? It started earlier on Yom Kippur and on the Chagim. Machlokas in the Mishnah and the Brisa, which one was earlier? Was Yom Kippur earlier? Because we want to make sure the Kohen Gadol is thirsty. We want to make sure get it done as early as possible. Or is it because of Yantiv? Because it's so busy in the Beis HaMikdash, you have to do it earlier. So the Gemara Mishnah says that originally, right, this is Perek Barishona. Originally, they didn't have a lottery. They just, whoever came early, went and did the Truma Sadeshin. And if there was a few, then whoever got within Dalet Amos of the top of the ramp first, you know, they were the ones that were Zocha. But the Mishnah describes that once got too physical and aggressive, and somebody broke their leg, and the Gemara tells a story even worse, they decided, you know, that's let's just have a pious. Let's just have a lottery. That's what the Mishnah says. Hiskinu shlo yu tarmin ela ezabizbech ela bapayas. It was only with the pious. And there were four payasos. Arba payasos hoyu sham. Ze hapayas harishon. Fine. So this Mishnah, as we know, is in Maseches Yoma. If you look in the first page of the Rif, in the back of Maseches Yoma, in the Balamor, in the Rif, the Rambalamor says, it says, this pious these were the payasos that were there, but not on Yom Kippur. Not on Yom Kippur. There was no payasos on Yom Kippur. In Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did everything. So there's nothing to talk about. You don't need a pious. That's what the Balamor says here, on the Daf Aleph, Amen Aleph, the Hevi Yodea. You should know. Kibali akrovos shechnisu piyutei and beseder avodas hayom arba payasos, the bale piyut that put into the prayers all about the four payasos, they made a mistake. To kulam b'mishnasenu v'lo hevinu ki payasos hachashuv b'mishnasenu. The payasos that are mentioned in this mishnah is for the rest of the year. Right, there's a number of mishnayos here in Maseches Yuma that have to do with general. It's like background is related to the avoda every day. The Maseches Tamid is for sure, but there are some Mishnayos here that is just backgrounds related to the Avoda of Yom Kippur. So it's mentioned here, but really it's not true. It's not true for Yom Kippur. And that's what the Baal Amar said. This Mishnah is about the other days of the year. L'shayim os hashana heim v'lo b'yam ha-kippurim l'fisha kol avodos hayom enekshir ela b'kohen gadol. That's the Shita of the Baal Amar, and that's the Shita seemingly of Rov Rishonim. The Rambam is not 100% clear. The Rambam quotes that this pious was done. Pious Arishon. But the other ones we're not sure. I'm not sure. Look in Perek Dalet Halacha Aleph of Avodas Yom Kippurim. The Ramban right there in the Milchamas argues. He says, what's this doing in Maseches Yuma? If it's not in Maseches Yuma, the Kohen Gadol did certain Avodos, but not all. The Efshar says the Ramban, Sheyitu Karaboseinu Bavoseinu, Ulabala Marazeh Levado Nitna Chachma. All the rabbis in the world made a mistake, and this Baal Hamor, he's the only one that got wisdom in this case. Venasati libi ledrosh v'latur heich shanu ze hapirish b'seder yoma shu amar laseder v'achaba ze hapirish ein bo davar b'seder yom klam. The whole rest of the Masechta was all about Yom Kippur, not this Mishnah. This Mishnah is not. V'od heich shanu oso stam v'lo pirshu shadvar mamurim b'shar yomim chuzmanem mikipurim. Why didn't it specify? L'firach nir ali ki yesham payasos la'olam v'yafilu b'yom ha-kippurim. These payasos even happened on Yom Kippur. V'him shinu yas b'mishnah seinu. And he continues that the Balamar, the Rabban says, no, there is flexibility. Some of the non-Yom Kippur avodos can be done by others, not Dafka, the Kohen Gadol. And if you look in the Ritva and Daf Yud Beis in Yuma quotes the Ramban, quotes his Grand Rebbe, and says, he quotes, B'shem Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, name Rabbeinu HaGadol, sometimes that's the Ramban, sometimes that's other, it might not be the Ramban, I shouldn't say that. But in the footnotes he talks about who might it be. Omar Lee, She Haya Sover Demidaraisa Ein Chova B'Kohen Gadol, Ela B'Avodas HaYom Mamish. On a Torah level, only the Yom Kippur avodas, uniquely. All the other the carbon tummy and the other ones, the carbon tummy and the shumas hadesh and all the things that were done every day, can be done by a kohen hedyot. But ela de mitzvah b'kohen gadol tfei. On Yom Kippur, there's a din to rabbanon that he should do it also. Not a daraisa, like other rishonim say. It's a de rabbanon. V'rabbanon shavu chova b'kohen gadol afilu b'tmidin. V'lo etir el advarim she'inam ikar avoda. And they only allowed non-Kohen Gadol to do things that weren't Ikar Avoda, like we'll get to, the finishing up the mixing of the blood so it doesn't congeal, and other Avodas. So again, really, it's really three. Right? The Ramban says there's no need for the other Avodas, the Baal HaMoren and most Rishonim, and this Deya here, Rabbeinu HaGadol Zal, he quotes in the footnote here, V'chi Nira Das Tosfos Rid, I don't think the Tosfos Rid ever spoke to the Ritva, right? He was in Italy, and he was in... in Spain, that's what, he quotes here from Rabbeinu, Rabbo. Okay. So let's continue. So that is the, related to the payasos, this last line of the Mishnah, whether they took place today. Barishona, says the Gemara. Barishona kol misha, wrote so lechum as a zech v'chulu, Rabbi Manaboy, v'lama lo kovu payas v'chumat sadeshen, why were they not koveya a payas for the chumat sadeshen originally? Barishona, they just allowed whoever got there first. Why didn't they make a pious originally? Isa Chami, so Gemara says, Isa Chami, because come in, see. Remember in Yerushalmi, instead of Tosh Shema of the Bavli, you have Isa Chami. Come and see, instead of come and hear. So Isa Chami, Shchita Ksher Bizar. V'yadama Yesh Lo Pious. Shchita is Kasher Bizar. Shchita, which that reflects that it's not even such a Chashiv Avoda, let's say. Can we discuss that in the past? Why is Shchita the first of the Dalat Avodos? That's Ksher Bazar, unlike Kabbalah Holachas Rika, those all need a Kohen. So Shechid is Ksher Bazar, and yet you have a pious, you have a lottery because you know how beloved it is, and people are going to want to fight to get it. Shumas Hadeshin, Asur Bazar, V'yatamar, Ein LaPayas. Shumas Hadeshin, which a Kohen has to do, which reflects that it's even more special, let's say. So it doesn't have a pious, right? It's Kol Shekin, it should have a pious. Kol Shekin, you should treat it in a way that it's beloved, and Kohanim are going to want to try to get it. So the Gemara answers, Chazar Rabbi Mana. Rabbi Mana asked this question, and then he came up with the answer himself. Chazar Rabbi Mana va'amar, Shchita ain't a ksher ela bayom. Shchita is only bayom. Right? So therefore, it's later in the day, let's say, when a pious would take place. Avot Shumas Hadeshen, ksher kol halayla. But Shumas Hadeshen, as we mentioned in the previous perek, it's done at night. Right? It's connected to the following day, but it's done at night. Im Omerat Yafis, and if you say you're going to have a lottery, so the Kohen's going to be sleeping in bed, and he's going to have to say, okay, I want to get up to do the Shumas Hadeshen. But if I know I get up early, and then it's all up to me, and if I'm there first, and I run, and I can get it, then I'll get up. But if anyway it's going to be a lottery, and it's going to be pitch black outside, you know what? I'm not getting up. It's not worth it, what, just for the off chance that I might win the lottery and get it? So they were nervous that, you know, it's already... It's already hard to get them out of bed. It's dark outside. And if they know that it's not going to be up to them, they're just not going to come. That's what the rabbis originally thought. They underestimated the alacrity of the Kohanim. Afu eino mashkim ala safek. So he wouldn't get up on the safek. And therefore, they did it. But then they saw they had to, because they saw the Kohanim did. They did act with Zrizus. And they did want it, and therefore, they had to make the lottery because, you know, things became dangerous. Ma chomis meimar kain. Ma chadivar kain. What does that mean? What's the question? How do you know that Shumas Hadeshen could be at night? Right, that's the Korban Eda. Ma ra'isa lomar kain. Should they Shumas Hadeshen kshira kol halayla? Right, how do you know? Sorry, I forgot the Rambam Deos in Mada. Because the Pasuk says, how do you know you can do the Shumas Hadeshen all night? Because the Pasuk says, Call Halayla, right? The Pasuk describes Call Halayla, and then it says, the Herim, right? The Pasuk in Parshat Sav talks about Zos Torah Sa'ola, Call Halayla, Vishim Biatukabo, Vulava Shakoi Midovan Mechzevad, the Herim is Hadeshen. So it says Call Halayla. Again, the Pashup shot is that the fire is there, and the it's burning the whole night, and then we have the Herim. Because the Shumas Hadeshen Shikshir Kol HaLayla. So it's a remez, again, it's not the Pashup shot that Shumas Hadeshen is done the whole night. It's just that the fire is burning, and we have the phrase Kol HaLayla next to the Herim. The Kohanim, no, as I wanted to read it yesterday, but We know this issue of sleeping and getting up in the morning. I guess the Kohanim knew that sleep was just part of their Avodas Hashem. Right? So then when it's time to get up, it's time to get up. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Deos. The Rambam talks about every part of our life, even the part that we're human, and we need to do, that's part of Durachah, that's part of Bechol Durachah De'ehu. Noag HaKadosh Baruch Hu with all of our ways. The Rambam at the end of the third parak of Hilchos Deos. Hamanik, and that's his afilu, you'll see. Hamanik, atzmo api arefua. If somebody, no, wrong one. The Rambam here says, the end of parak dalet. I was right. The end of parak gimel. Hamanik, atzmo api arefua. Im sama liboshe kol gufa vevarav shleimim chazakim bilvad. Right, if a person has to take care of himself. You have to take care of yourself physically. Because she'i afshar she'yavin v'yistakel b'chachmos. It's impossible to totally be able to focus on wisdom and connection to Hashem if a person's sick or one of their limbs are hurting. The Rambam said earlier, and if you eat L'shem Shemayim, and if you exercise, and if you do all the things, so then, if you do all of this, then, Oved es Hashem Tamid. Afilu b'shash u'nosi v'notein, even when you're in business. V'afilu b'shash shabol, and even when you're with your wife. V'afilu b'shash u'yashen, and even if when a person's sleeping. When I'm sleeping, you know, I might say, when I'm sleeping, that's my time out. That's when I'm, you know, taking a break from my avodas Hashem, and then when I wake up, I'll get back into it. Right? No. Taking a break is part of the avoda. Right? Im yashen lo da'as, k'desha tanuach daito alav. If a person sleeps in order to be able to be refreshed and have the das after, the yanuach gufo kedeshalo yechleb, and his body should rest so he doesn't get sick. V'lo yuchal avodas Hashem v'hu chola nimsei shena shelo avoda l'makom baruch hu. His sleep is avoda. It's not a break. It's like in a game when somebody takes a break and then goes back into the game. You know, that break. Oh, they're not on the team then. They're not serving the team. Then no, they're getting their strength back in order to be able to come back. That's part of the game. Part of the game. So nimsa shena shelo avoda l'makom baruch hu. V'yal inyan zetzi v'chachamim v'yamru kol masecha yilu shem shemayim. Hu shamar shlomo v'chachmaso k'chol derecha de'eyu v'hu yayasher archusecha. So that's the attitude that we have to have with sleep. So I guess these Kohanim that jumped out of bed that said, it's okay even if it's late in the morning and even if it's besafek, I'm going to do it. You know, they realized that. Everything is part of their avodas Hashem, even sleep, and I have to, you know, limit my sleep. It's not for me. It's not about me. It's about the HaKadosh Baruch Hu that avodah. Okay, but we get back to the Gemara. So the Gemara has a remez. The pasuk that teaches me that Trumas HaDeshen can be done the whole night, and that's why there's flexibility. You make it earlier, you make it Chatzos, you make it Dashmor Rishona, etc. Okay, now a couple of questions the Gemara has relating to a Zar. Zar Shetarim. A Zar that does Trumas HaDeshen. So we know Zar is not allowed to do Trumas HaDeshen. We said that earlier in the Gemara, that it has to be a Kohen has to do Trumas HaDeshen. So what's the punishment of a Zar that does Trumas HaDeshen? We know there are different levels of punishment. Sometimes there could be an Isser Lav with Malkus, and there could be a Misa B'dei Shamayim. So the question is how, what type of Avoda is it? As we'll see. Zar Shetara, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Chayev, Rav Shimon Lakish, Amar Pater, Machlokes, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Shlokish, Chayev or Pater. My type of Shimon Lakish, why does Rav Shlokish say that you're not Chayev Misa B'dei Shamayim? There's a Ptur. Why? Because Avodas Matana. Right, this is Psukim in Korach. Remember, after the whole Korach incident, Hashem listed off all the Matnas Kahuna and all the special things that they do in the second half of Parshas Korach. So they are a list off called Avodas Matana. Right? So Pashup Shad is that, the Avoda, the Kohanim do is, it's a Matana for them. It's a gift for them. But we darshin that maybe only an Avoda that is a Matana that's a giving, not a taking. Like a giving a matana, an application. When you apply, when you do Zrikas Hadat to the Mizbeach, you are being no sane. Right? They're called matanas. Right? In, Izel Makoman, Shte Matanas, Shein Arba. Rish Lakish Darsh is Avodas Matana, Yatza Zeshu Baharama. So what's a real, true, significant Avoda that a Zor would be Chai Misa De Shemayim for? Is if he does an Avoda, which is a matana, which is giving, excluding the true Mazhadeshim, which is a Harama, that is taking. A different type of avoda. My time—that's for Beish Lakish. My time with Rabbi Yochanan. L'chol dvar hamizbeach. Right, that's the inclusion. L'chol dvar mizbeach, for anything that has to relate to the mizbeach, azar is allowed to do it. He's chayim isabei shemayim if he does it, and that is including trumas hadasher. So machlokes of Yochanan Reish Lakish about that. Says the if you look in the Rambam in B'S Mikdash, right, he seems to paskin like Reish Lakish, even though he usually paskin like Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, Rabbi Yosi bar Bun b'shem Rav. Arba avodos shakoyim mischayev alein mibachutz. Rabbi Yosi bar Bun says in the name of Rav. There are the four avodos that a kohen is chayev if he does it bachutz, avodas chutz, arba avodas hakohen is chayev alein bachutz, zar is chayev alein mibefnim. So a zar can't do that in the proper place. The four avodos that a kohen cannot do bachutz, a zar can't do bifnim. The, if you look in the Bavli, here the Yerushalmi does not have the Lashon, but in the Bavli the language is called avodas tama, an avoda she'ein achareha avoda. Like shchita, kabbalah, some of those you do something right afterwards, so it's not called an avodas tama. But if you have an avoda that this is the end of this category of avoda, so those are going to be the ones that are called avodas tama, and that's what a zar would be chai for. Like shchita is kshir bazar, but the other ones, what are included? Veza zezu haktara vezrika venisa chamayim v'hayayin. These four. Haktara, burning something. And you burn something, it's done. That's the avoda. Zrika, that's the end of the avodas hadam. Shchita kabbalah halacha zrika. V'nisa chamayim ayayin. And the pouring the water on sukkahs and pouring the wine every day. Those four avodos, those are the ones that if a kohen does it outside, he's chayiv. If a zar does it inside, they're chayiv. The asya, and that is according to who? So we're going to relate this shita of Rabbi Yosi bar Bun. This is like Reish Lakish who says that Trumas Hadeshen is not included, because Trumas Hadeshen is not on this list, and it's not what we would call an avoda tama, right? It's not finished yet. Right? Look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Vatik Hashem and Lakish, the Trumas Hadeshen nami in chayav and alav b'chutz, right? Trumas Hadeshen is not chayav b'chutz, and it's not on this. It's on a little list. Rabbi Yosi Rabun Nami, Dekai Ovi Amar, Dekal Shachayev La Bachutz, Zara Chayev Bifnim, Mashba Hachumas Hadeshen, De'ein Chayevim Bachutz, En Chayevim Nami Bifnim. So therefore, the Gemara links Reish Lakish Shita to the Shita of Rabbi Yosi Rabun. Levi Amar, Levi holds, no, I feel Shumas Hadeshen. Levi holds, even Shumas Hadeshen, a Kohen is one of these Avodos, that a Kohen is Chayev Bachutz, Zara Chayev Bifnim, right? Because the Shumas Hadeshen is done inside, it's done right next to the ramp. And that would be like Rabbi Yochanan, who says you are chayiv, azar is chayiv, isu v'shemayim in this regard. Period. Interesting. Nisach hamayim. Again, it's not. We're not going to go into it fully now. But nisach hamayim. So this reflects. Seems to be that it's an avoda. Nisach hamayim is an avoda. There is a question regarding this halacha lemaisa about a zar that is knows does the avoda nisach hamayim. Bachutz. I forgot to look at this. It seems to be a machlokes. I forgot to bring it again. Machlokes. A seer between the Rambam in Mishneh Torah and in Pirush Mishnayos. And part of what the Achronim say is the issue is that Nisuch HaMayim is learned out from a halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Right? Some, the different days in the beginning of Maseches Tainis. Whether it's, Mem Yud Mem, right? The extra letters, or halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So many hold, like, it's halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Nisach HaMayim. And therefore what? So is there going to be any punishment? Usually, halacha l'Moshe Misinai is not mefurish bikra. You're not going to get a malchus, let's say, for an avoda. So is there going to be a punishment ayde bezdin? So it seems to be a stira. But what's the lumdus behind it? The question is, this Nisach HaMayim, if it's a halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that right, usually it's not... there's no punishment because it's not mefurish b'kra. But we've quoted in the past Reb Chaim Salvechik's Chiddush in Hilchos Machalas Asuros, where Reb Chaim explained that there are really two different types of halacha l'Moshe Misinai. There's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, as he explains it, hamifareshes, and halacha l'Moshe Misinai, hamechadeshes. The context there, Reb Chaim is talking about Orla of Chutz La'aretz. Orla of, that's halacha l'Moshe Misinai, that there's Orla in Chutz La'aretz. There's no Trumas and Maestros in Chutz La'aretz, midaraisa. There's Orla. So, how do you understand Arlas Chutz La'aretz? There's a machlokes, whether Arlas Chutz La'aretz automatically means that there's, Revai Chutz La'aretz. That's the machlokes there between the Rambam and the Gaonim. But the Rechaim explains, Arla's chutzar, is that an expansion of Arla? We know there's a concept of Arla, Arla's Eretz Yisrael, and when the halach moshe b'Sinai is mechadesh, it's mefarish, and it expands, really there's Arla all over the world. Is that how you understand the halach moshe b'Sinai? Or no, there's Arla's Eretz Yisrael, and really Arla is only Eretz Yisrael. The halach moshe b'Sinai is mechadesh, is that there's something totally new called Arla's chutz la'aretz. But that's halach moshe b'Sinai mechadeshes. If it's mechadeshes, then it's going to have different halachas than the Arla of Eretz Yisrael. So that is brought in many different areas. How do you understand Halacha Moshe B'Sinai? And again, everyone, it's not like Rishonim hold that all Halacha Moshe B'Sinai are Mechadeshas or Mefareshas. Depends on each one. So it could be that this Stira in the Rambam, in the Pirush Mishnayos, and in Mishnah Torah, I think it's the Pirush Mishnayos towards the end of Zvachim, and the Mishnah Torah about whether there's Malkus for Nisach HaMayim Bachutz, is about whether Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is Mechadeshes. Is this expanding and saying this is also Avoda? Or it's something totally new. It's a different type of act that's done, but it's not Avoda. So again, that relates to our discussion here, whether a Zohar is going to be Chayim, Misa B'Shamayim, for a Nisa Chamayim, or a Kohen, even, if a Zohar does it inside, or if a Kohen does it outside. Okay, let's continue. Next case, so we had a question of whether a czar does Truma Sedeshin. Next, Chata Gechalim. What if a czar stokes the fire in the base, in the Mizbeach, Tiflug Tadur Yachar V'Shem Elakish? Uchara will be the same thing, because again, that's not an Avodah Tama, right? It's not something that's finishing, and we say if that's behind this Machlok, that would be the same thing. Hotzi Shara Deshin. What about Hotzah Sedeshin? Not Chumas Hadeshin, but Hotzah Hadeshin, which we said yesterday is a Machlokas, Rambam Rashi, whether it was done every day or just when needed. So that also, Tiflok Dere Rabbi Yochanan Shem Ben Lakish, that also says the Gemara would be a Machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. But now the Gemara adds, there is a Machlokas in the Bavli and Daf Chav Gimel, who does the Chumas Hotzah Hadeshin? Who does it? Because the Pasuk says that... you have to, the pasuk quoted here on the page, uvelavash begadim achirim. Right, if you look in the Pnei Moshe, he quotes the pasuk, vupashadas begadav, velavash begadim achirim. So the pasuk pshat of that pasuk is that achirim is going on begadim, right? That the Kohen, who does the Trumas Hadeshin, has to put on different begadim for the Hotzah Hadeshin. And remember, Rashi gives that mashal that you shouldn't wear the same clothes for cooking in the kitchen and when you serve your... and the waiter. The waiters and the chefs don't have the same clothes. The chefs, it gets dirty. So the Hotzah Hadeshin, they're going to get dirty carrying it all out. So that's why begadim achirim. But there's another day that says their achirim is going on the Kohen. Other Kohanim do it. Meaning, even a Balmum, Kohen, could do the Hotzah Hadeshin. So Gemara says now, Asya kamanda amar achirim b'chusa mehen. If you say, this whole discussion that we just said, that the machlokas of Yochanan and Reish Lakish would be about Hotzah Hadeshin, that's all within the Shita that Achirim is going on the clothing. Meaning you have to use a real Kohen for Trumas Hadeshin and Hotzah Hadeshin. It's just that he can wear less valuable clothing on the way up, but you still need a Kohen. That's when you would say, Machlokas Rebbechon HaReish Lakish, if a czar does it. Baram, command to Amar Achirim, Larabos Bali Mumin. But if you say the word Achirim in the Pasuk is to include even Bali Mumin Kohanim, then you see it's not really an Avoda. So then everybody would agree he's Zarhi Balmum. Everybody agree that there's no problem with the czar doing it. Wouldn't be Misa B'dei Shammai, and that Machlokas, Rebbechon HaReish Lakish, would not be relevant within that Manda Amar. Good. What else if a czar does it? Hakomo, then we continue. Hakomo, the Mizar Shasidim Aracha Shal Eitzim Shuchayiv. If a czar brings the logs that go onto the Mizbeach, Eitzim, he's going to be Chayiv. That's part of us that's setting up. That's an Avoda. Amar Ebziru Bavat Shnei Gizri Eitzim. As long as he brings two. If he brings two, that's an avoda. Shakasim masir alein lavodes kahuna v'nasnu, because that's what the pasuk says that a kohen has to do. V'nasnu bnei Aaron hakohanim hakohen each al mizbeach varchu eitzim plural, and therefore right, that's the remez. You have to bring some in the morning, some at night. That is in avodas tama, right? The avoda carbon aida she avoda tama deleka basra besider hamarachamidi. This is the end of this of setting up the mizbeach with wood. So again, that lashon again is not used here in the Yerushalmi, but it's used in the Bavli and explained by the Mefarshim here. Tani, Am Rabbi Yehuda Amina Latzasa Ha'alisa Shlote Ela B'Kohen Kasher Ubikli Shares. How do you know that the way that they used to light the whole big pile of wood was they had little twigs sticking out. Sometimes that also when you make a big bonfire, you light the little twigs, and then that goes and lights the big logs. So how do I know, says Rabbi Yehuda, that those little twigs also have to be lit by a Kohen? Kohen kashu b'klisharis, and where he's when he's wearing this big day kahuna. Tamalom avinasnu b'nei Aharon haKohen eish ala mizbeach. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says, you need a pasuk to teach me that a czar can't do that lighting. V'chiyal saleish azar karv agabe mizbeach. A czar can't be on the mizbeach. So what's the havamina that he? Oh, you need a pasuk to tell me that a czar can't do these little lightings of the twigs. Of course, he's not on top. Imkin lama nemar v'nasu abeni Aharon haKohen eish ala mizbeach. That pasuk is teaching me something else. Limid al asas azayish lote ela brosh ala mizbeach. It's to teach me that you have to light those little twigs on top. You can't like light a match on the bottom and then carry it up. You have to light the fire on top of the mizbeach. So it's a machlokas whether you need a pasuk to teach me that a czar can't do that little lighting. One Manda Amar says, you don't need a pasuk. He's not allowed to be up there. And the other one says, no. It seems to say that you need a pasuk, which is mashma that what? That a czar could be up there, right? Theoretically, and therefore we're saying, no, he can't. Let's see. So Gemara says, hativon, but one second. Pasuk says the fire has to be on there always. You're not allowed to extinguish it, right? The mitzvah to always have fire there. Mikan latzasa eish shalotehei ela broches on mizbeach. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda quotes from here that there's a pasuk to teach me. They have to light the fire on top of the mizbeach. So the Gemara says michla vashitasi Rabbi Yehuda. There seems to be a stira. Taman in the first price that we just quoted, what did Rabbi Yehuda say? You need a pasuk to teach me that a czar can't do it. What is that mashma? Hitzricha kohen kasher. So you need a pasuk to teach me that a kohen has to do it. Viko, and in the second brisa, which says you have to do it on top of the mizbeach, then obviously you need a kohen because the Yisrael can't be up there. Viko ein hitzricha kohen kasher. So it's a steer in how you darshan the pasuk. Does Rabbi Yehuda need a pasuk to teach me that it has to be barosha mizbeach? Meaning the first brisa says, one brisa says that you need the second brisa says that the pasuk teaches me that he has to be barosh al mizbeach, and therefore memela a czar can't do it. The first brisa says that a pasuk teaches me that a czar can't do it, which is mashma maybe that you don't have to do barosh al mizbeach, or a czar can be on top. Amar Rabbi Tanchu bar Yudin, mat shmamina nomar barosh al mizbeach vizar. No, the point is, explains Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that the carbon Eda, I'm sorry, it's possible that a czar, maybe I would have thought, that if he's allowed to light it, so then he could go up Barosh HaMizbeach. And that's why you need to teach me that has to be done, Barosh HaMizbeach. Not because then Memela, it's obvious that a czar can't go on. I might have thought that if a czar is allowed to light the fire on top, he could go on top of the Mizbeach. That's called a tzarech. Right, that's what Shmami know. No, my barosh hamizbeach vizar. Right, see in the carbon eda, haya efshar lomar barosh hamizbeach v'afilu zar. To Rabbi Yehuda, less lehach svara de einzar karv legabi hamizbeach. Right, maybe you wouldn't have said that a zar is allowed on top of the mizbeach. Falash and zanira, I think that is the shot. Interesting. There's a parallel discussion about if a zar can't do it. Again, the Minchas Chinuch asks this kasha. Again, there's a big discussion about it. I'll just mention the kasha. The Minchas Chinuch says, in Mitzvah Tzadiches, the Mitzvah of Halakas Neris, he says, I have had a kasha for years. Zekam Mashani Mekshesi Adin Sevesel Rambam. The Rambam paskins in Ilchus Beis Mikdash that a czar could light the menorah. Halakas Neris is kasha bizarre. A czar can't do hatavas aneris. He can't clean out. Interesting, ironically. But the hadlakas aneris, a czar could do. And the Rambam says, lofichach, imhetiv hakohen es aneros, vahotzion lachutz, mutu lazar lahadlikan. Right, the czar could light it. And the Ravid says, no, that's a little too much. If he took it out, no. If he lit it, b'dyavad it's kosher. But the Minchas Chinuch says, I don't understand. By a menorah, hadlaka osa mitzvah. Remember the lashon by Chanukah. Meaning, and the Rashi says that in Masechet Shabbos, it has to be in the spot that you're going to fill the mitzvah in when you light it. So you can't take it out. And Rashi says that in Shabbos Chav Beis, that hadlaka osa mitzvah, it has to be bimkoma. V'yemkein, kiva de makam ha-menorah b'heichal, b'vadei tzorach lahadlik bimkoma, danu heichal. How do you take it out? So he says, I don't understand that. So you might say, do you say half that halacha? That the, that a czar could light it and then you can't take it out, but then how does the czar get in there? A czar can't be in the heichal. I had similar type of question. A czar can't be on top of the mizbeach. A czar can't be in the heichal. But the Rambam says you can take it out. So this is a question that's bothered many. So Reb Chaim there on that Rambam says maybe there's two different aspects of halakha. There's hadlaka and shiyehe daluk. And you're right. If you take it out, you're missing the element of the maisa hadlaka aspect of the mitzvah. But the result of shiyehe daluk, that would be good enough. Right? And we have that similar by halakha's neir Shabbos. You have kavod and oneg. This the lighting and the having them lit. Right? Both elements. Okay? There's a discussion there. That's the Kluger Reb Chaim there in B.S. Mikdash in Paraktes. Okay, a little bit more. Taram v'hifrichto aruach. What happens if I did Shumas HaDeshen and I'm walking down the ramp and before I got to put it on the ground, the wind blew away all the ashes that I just put. It was a very strong wind. Did I do the mitzvah? I never put it down. But I was Torim. So Tifluk de Rabbi Yochanan v'Rabbi Chanina. Got some Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Chanina. Don't worry, Chanina. Kometz. Why? Maybe it's a parallel to the case of the Kometz. Kometz. Azal Gabe Ishim. Rabbi Karben Mincha. I take the Kometz and I put it on his behalf to burn. What if as I'm putting it on the fire, it blows away and none of it burns? Kometz. Azal Gabe Ishim v'chrichto. So we're comparing it to our Ruach, b'frichach, rona, ischaper abayalim v'yotzli shirayim l'dei me'ila. As the last one is blown away, your yotze, the kapara works. Meaning, even if it blows away, you're still yotze. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Mishiochas or berubo. No, only when it's burned. So we assume it's the same thing. When it's burned, according to the first day I hear, that even when it flies away, so too by Chumas Hadashen, even if it's never put down. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it has to be burned, so it must be Chumas Hadashen, it has to be put down. And the Gemara just asks, Mao berubo, what does Rabbi Yochanan mean that most of it has to be burned? Berubo shall kometz o berov kol predo predis amris. Right? Is the whole Kometz looked at as one big unit, and therefore when 51% of the Kometz is burned, or every little bit of the flower of the Soles is looked at separately? So the majority of each of the particles, is that how you look at it? So Asir, Reb Chizkiya, Reb Yonah, Reb Yibah, Reb Chiya, Reb Yochanan, Barov Kol Preidu Preida is Amris. That's how it is looked at. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Tarim Chetzia, but we'll get back to that a little bit about do you compare the Kometz and the Trumas Hadeshen. Kometz, you might have a din of burning it. Trumas Hadeshen, putting it down, might not be as comparable. Okay, we'll stop here.